Yippee! It is time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to study the letter E. E says eh. E says eh. And I can't wait to do this lesson with you. I just want you to remember that it's called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I want you to please follow the directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It's all good. You can finish coloring or writing something at the end of the activity, okay? All right, let's pick up our pencil and write our names at the top. Please write your name neatly so we know who you are. I am Mrs. Oldham, in case you don't remember. So that's me. And when you're finished writing your name, you can put your pencil down. You're not going to need it for a while. We're going to color first. So at the top of your page, there's a picture, and that's Evan. And he's at home. And we are going to look for some of the objects in the picture that begin with the letter E and that say the eh sound at the beginning. So first, let's talk about Evan. Evan. Yes, Evan begins with an E and says Evan. It says the S sound. Let's start by coloring Evan's t-shirt green. Let's find some kind of a green crayon. It doesn't have to be a perfect green. It could be like a light green. And let's color Evan's t-shirt green. Evan begins with the letter E and it says eh. So I can say E, Evan, eh. E, Evan, eh. I had an Evan in my class last year. You might be Evan. You might have a friend named Evan or a brother named Evan. I don't know. But Evan begins with the letter E. E, it says eh. E, Evan, eh. E, Evan, eh. Your turn, you say it. Exactly. E, Evan, eh. E, Evan, eh. All right. I'm finished coloring Evan's t-shirt. So let's put down our green crayons in 5 seconds. Ready? Five. Finished or not? Four. Three, two, and one. There you go. All right. So Evan is exercising. He is lifting weights. He is exercising. Exercising begins with the letter E too. So let's color the weights that are in his hands red. Find some kind of a red crayon. And let's color his weights red because he is exercising. And exercising begins with the letter E. Do you lift weights? Are you big and strong? Evan is. Evan is big and strong. Evan exercises. E, exercise, eh. E, exercise, eh. Exercise begins with the letter E, just like Evan. Exercising Evan. Evan exercises. Evan is big and strong. All right. He has big red weights. They look heavy. Exercise and Evan begin with the letter E. Exercise and Evan say the sound of eh at the beginning. Okay, I'm finished coloring Evan's weights. Are you? Let's put our red crayons down in five. Even if you're not finished, four, three, two, and one. Okay, boys and girls, let's look for something else in our picture that might start with the letter E and say eh, eh. Do you see anything? I do too. The elephant. His toy elephant on the floor. Now, let's use a gray crayon. If you don't have a gray crayon, I don't have a gray crayon. You could use your black crayon and color lightly, or you could use your pencil. I'm going to use my pencil. When you color with a pencil, it looks gray. So there you go. There's Mrs. Oldham's tip for the day. So let's color our elephant gray. I'm using my pencil. Elephant begins with the letter E, just like Evan. An exercise. Elephant. Elephant begins with the letter E. E, elephant, E, elephant, Evan has an elephant. Oh, yes, he does. He exercises so much he can pick up a real one, too. Evan has an elephant. It's a toy elephant. But if it was real, he could pick it up because he exercises. Evan, exercise, elephant, all begin with which letter? Yes, the letter E. And what sound does the letter E make? E for elephant, and Evan, and exercise. E says eh. Evan has an elephant and he exercises daily. Evan exercises and he has an elephant. Yes, he does. He has an elephant and the elephant says eh. He can exercise and then you say eh. Evan's name is Evan and it begins with eh. Okay, my elephant is gray because I used my pencil. Isn't that a neat trick? Do you like how I just sing and then I act like it never happened? I know. I just changed the subject quite quickly. All right. Put down your gray crayon or your pencil if you were using your pencil like me. In 5. Oh, 4. And 3. And 2. And 1. Thank you, boys and girls, for following directions. Let's see. So we have Evan, exercise, elephant. Should we color the table? Does table begin with the letter E? Table. No, it doesn't begin with the letter E. Should we color the bowl of eggs? Eggs. Does eggs start with the letter? Yes, eggs starts with the letter E. Eggs. Okay. First, let's color the bowl that the eggs are in. Let's color the bowl some kind of a purple color. Get some kind of a purple color and color the bowl that the eggs are in. So eggs starts with E, eggs. It says eggs, yes. So eggs, we can say E, eggs, E, eggs, Evan has some eggs. Eggs can be good for you. They are full of protein, and people who exercise eat them a lot. I'm going to tell you a little secret about me. Ready? I don't like eggs. I know. They're good for you, and I don't like them. I don't know why. I don't know. Okay, that's a little secret. Don't tell anyone. All right, E, eggs, F. E, eggs, F. Evan has some eggs and an elephant. Let's put down our purple crayon. That bowl is not that big, so we shouldn't have to take too long to color it. And the eggs are going to be white, so I'm going to trace my eggs with my black crayon so that the white will pop. I'm just going to use my black crayon. I'm not going to color the eggs black. No. I'm going to color the outline. I'm going to trace the outline of the eggs. Here I go. I'm just tracing the outline of my eggs. I'm putting my black crayon on top of the lines of the eggs and making them pop up a little. Okay. So that didn't take me very long. I hope that didn't take you very long. And then I am going to take my white crayon and color in the eggs. I know it's white and you can't really see it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Now, if you can't find your white crayon, I know white crayons disappear a lot, then you can just leave it blank. I'm just going to color these white really quickly. I'm finished. Hopefully you're finished too. That shouldn't take us too long. So Evan is exercising. He has a toy elephant and he has some eggs for when he's finished. Should we color the vase? Does vase begin with the letter E? Vase. No, it doesn't. Nope. What about the flower? Should we color the flower? Does that begin with the letter E and say eh? Flower. No. Okay, so let's do some writing. Pick up your pencil and let's find number one. If you look at number one and you go across, go sideways, not down, go sideways, you'll see three capital E's in a row. I want you to trace those with me. Ready? Let's do number one. First capital E, go ahead and trace it. E, eh. Move over. Trace that one. E, eh. Move over. Trace that one. We're going sideways. We're on number one. E, eh. Scoot over. Oh no, there's nothing there to trace. Do you know what I want you to do? Yes, I want you to write your own. Write your own capital E. We're on number one in the first blank. Okay, move over. We're still on number one. Write it again. Write a capital E again. And then last time on number one, write a capital E one more time on your own. So we traced three E's and we wrote three E's. They're all capitals. Number one. Now let's do number two. There are three lowercase E's in a row. We're going to do the same thing, except these are lowercase. Ready? Here we go. Number two. E, eh. Scoot over. Trace it. E, eh. Scoot over. Trace it. E, eh. Scoot over. It's blank. Oh no, what should I do? Yes, you should write your own. Go ahead and write your own. E, eh. Scoot over. Do it again. E, eh. Scoot over. Do it one last time. E, eh. There you go. Okay, on number three, look at number three. Look at all those letters. I want you to find the capital E's, the uppercase E's. They're big and tall. Find them and circle them. Just on number three. Don't circle any of the ones we traced or wrote on our own. We're just on number three. How many capital E's did you find, or uppercase E's did you find and circle? Me too. I have two circled also. Now stay on number three and look for the lowercase E's. Circle the lowercase E's. We're on number three. Don't circle anything we traced or wrote by ourselves. Just look for the ones on number three, the dark black letters. Circle any lowercase E's that you find. And then count them for me. How many did you circle? How many lowercase, the little ones, did you circle? I did too. I have four also. So I circled two capital E's and four lowercase E's. All right, number four. Boys and girls, you will see a row of pictures. I'm going to tell you the name of the picture, and I want you to circle it if it begins with the letter E and says eh. So let's look at number four. It's an arrow pointing to an elbow. Elbow. Does that begin with the letter E? Elbow. Elbow. Yes, it does. Circle that picture. Elbow begins with E. And it says elbow. Scoot over. That's a lemon. Should we circle the lemon? Does it begin with the letter E? Lemon. No. Leave it alone. How about boots? Boots. Does that begin with the letter E? No, leave it alone. How about elf? Elf. Yes, that begins with the letter E. So circle elf. And then that's an egg that's cracked open. Egg. Yeah, that one's easy. We know we need to circle that because we colored eggs at the top of our page. How about the robot? Robot. No. Okay, so you should have three pictures circled. Elbow, elf, egg. And you're finished. Friends, we did the whole activity. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. See you next time.